This is your Paragon News Update for October 4th, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. Elk City Police are seeking the public's help in catching the individuals responsible for busting out vehicle windows in a residential neighborhood. According to Police Chief Eddie Holland, one of the vandalized windows was a police Tahoe that was parked at one of his officers' home. Holland said the vandalism that started last week has seen five vehicles targeted so far. He said typically the culprit is a resident of the neighborhood or near proximity of the neighborhood. Holland said that if anyone has any information that could lead to the arrest of those involved, to contact the Elk City Police Department. A medical condition was to blame for a one-vehicle accident in Elk City on Friday. The accident would cause a ripple effect that included disruption of cell service to knocking out power to nearby retail stores. According to Elk City Police Chief Eddie Holland, the accident occurred Friday afternoon just after 1 o'clock near the Elk City Wendy's when the unidentified driver lost control of the pickup and hit a transformer. According to the Elk City Police Department radio log, the driver may have been having a seizure at the time of the crash. According to Holland, the crash would disrupt cell service momentarily for AT&T customers and had also knocked out power to Walmart's coolers that contained various meat products. Ultimately, the meat had to be replaced. Holland said the driver refused treatment at the scene. However, a passenger was transported to Great Plains Regional Medical Center. No word on the passenger's condition. The Elk City Commission is scheduled to meet tonight in regular session. Items the commission will discuss and consider include a resolution concerning coronavirus local fiscal recovery funds for non-entitlement units of government, or ARPA funds, and authorizing the acceptance of those funds. The commission will also consider quotes for the Carnegie Library upstairs remodel project that includes construction, electrical, glass, and painting work. In a separate agenda item, the commission will consider a contract for sale of residential real estate between the city and Thomas Investments for the old Travel Lodge property. Tonight's meeting in City Hall is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. In state news, a Kansas woman sentenced for her role in a crime involving an Oklahoma teen. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers explains.
A Kansas woman has been sentenced to 15 years in federal prison for her role in a sex trafficking ring that prostituted a 16-year-old girl in Oklahoma. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Rontaysha Cox of Wichita, Kansas, helped recruit the victim, posted ads on a website, rented a hotel room in Tulsa, and arranged commercial sex acts. I'm Beth Myers.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $77.60. That's up $1.72. Brent crude at $81.26, up $1.98. Natural gas at $5.93. That's up 17 cents. Recapping our top story, the Elk City Police are asking the public for their help. Once again, your Paragon News Update for October 4th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20-30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30-minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.